Sana is hoping to say goodbye to its old growth model and is seeking some new economic engine, for example, the spending power of the country's population or consumption, and also the service industry, etc. But on the other hand, we're seeing the economic slowdown is also coming hand in hand with the country's economic restructuring. So at this point, which one should China prioritize, the economic reform or economic growth?
Absolutely economic reform, because growth in the medium term, even in long term, China's growth actually rely on how good China carry out its reform. As you just mentioned, China needs to have a better growth in service sector. The service sector, in many cases, like the high-end service sector, is monopolized by state-owned enterprise, which is relatively inefficient. So basically, you have to carry out this reform to strengthen competition, also to allow private capital to get into this sector to really bring China's growth potential to full play.
So the International Monetary Fund has lowered its forecast for global growth, but at the same time raised its forecast for Chinese growth for the year 2016. Why do you think China's short-term GDP growth prospect is good in the eyes of International Monetary Fund?
I'm not very sure about the base for, you know, their forecast. Sometimes this forecast could be, you know, problematic, very short-term. I mean, anyone could make mistakes, but in China's case, if you look at what the government has done in the first half of the year, you have seen actually a lot of the bank lending lay went to real estate sector. So basically, the Chinese government has stimulated the economy by, you know, putting more money into the real estate market. Actually, that actually is the problem, because there's already housing bubble. And also, there's also a lot of oversupply in China's second or third or fourth tier cities. But there's undersupply in China's first tier cities. Basically, the Chinese government want to stimulate real estate sector, mainly in the third or fourth tier cities. But what's happened is that when you put more money into the economy, the money goes to the first tier cities, causing higher bubbles, which is quite a worrisome. I mean, in the short term, it will raise the growth rate, but it's not very sustainable. That's why we need, for example, real, you know, structural reform, for example, in land system. In the first tier cities, you need to increase the supply of residential land instead of, you know, just getting the money into the sector and then making the bubble larger.
The new reports from the IMF cite China's growing corporate debt as a particular concern, but seems like China's policymakers don't 100% agree with the IMF's assessments. It's been argued by China's policymakers that China's large pool of domestic savings, banking system buffers, and also continued equity market development should prevent risks in this regard. What is your take on this?
I do think the Chinese government is much stronger in regulating the economy than the governments that you would see in most other countries. But that does not mean there's no limits on this. Actually, a lot of corporate debt is a debt by China's state-owned enterprise, as well as some investment platforms, which actually are local government-sponsored state-owned enterprises. So it looks like a corporate debt, but finally it will become a public debt. So if you look at the government debt as a share of GDP, China seems to be okay, but there's a lot of implicit debt owned by local SOEs and central SOEs. If this enterprise is not doing very well, or if the housing market is not doing very well, if the, for example, energy sector or raw material sector is not doing very well, this state-owned enterprise will have a lot of pressure on the banking system. And finally, the Chinese government will have to take over the debt. So I think we have a lot of reasons to worry. So the Chinese government should work very hard to push ahead structural reform that would make the SOEs more efficient and make the use of money more effective, and you can finally reduce the financial risk caused by such high heavy debt.